Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling and more than two dozen Chicago police officers crossed into Indiana yesterday to support the son of a fallen officer. My colleague Michael Puente reports Alex Valadez Jr. wasn't born when his father, Alex Sr., died in the line of duty. That happened on June 1st in 2009. Some officers who served with his father watched Valadez Jr. graduate yesterday from eighth grade in Whiting, Indiana. And Valadez says it means a lot.
It feels good. It gives me motivation to do big things to honor my father.
Snelling commended officers for their support.
It means the world, not only to me, but to the family, to little Alex, who's not so little anymore.
Valadez will attend Brother Rice High School in Chicago. Cicadas are emerging throughout the suburbs, but their characteristic buzzing is notably absent in the city of Chicago. Experts at the Field Museum say it's likely to stay that way because there are very few old trees left in the city. And without the right habitat, you shouldn't expect a lot of cicadas. More animal news. There are now three Great Lakes piping plovers staking a claim on Montrose Beach on Chicago's north side. Imani is the chick of Chicago plovers Monty and Rose, and he arrived in April and was soon joined by another male. Now this week, birders were ecstatic about the arrival of Sea Rocket, a female plover released at Montrose Beach last summer as part of a U.S. Fish and Wildlife recovery effort. Tamina Itani is known as Plover Mother and says Sea Rocket and Imani, they've become fast friends.
We've been waiting now 2.5 years for a female to show up for Imani. She knows Imani, and they've been hanging out together since she returned. She seems to favor Imani, which is great.
Itani says there is plenty of time for the birds to mingle before a pairing is established, and that it's best for the public not to disturb the birds in the coming weeks. The third annual Sueños Music Festival kicks off tomorrow in Grant Park. It's Chicago's largest event that highlights Latin music, and it focuses primarily on reggaeton and Latin trap. Miriam Paz is an official Sueños DJ and tells WBEZ's sister station Vocalo she's excited to return for year three.
I'm just super grateful that Sueños has been the largest crowd I've played for, and this year I also have a later set, so I'm really excited for that.
General admission passes to the fest are sold out, but there is a wait list you can join online to purchase passes that have been returned. The festival will wrap up on Sunday. Weather, cloudy and breezy. You might see some showers and thunderstorms today, a high in the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low near 60. And for the weekend, periods of rain and sunshine, a high in the upper 70s on Saturday, mid-70s on Sunday, and low 70s on Monday, Memorial Day. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.